hour three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. We give it all away to you at freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Ian and Julia?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Hey, look, first things first, that last caller that called in, his name was Ron, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, Ron Coleman. He emailed me on my MySpace because at the time I had posted on YouTube about the Columbines, which is true that people aren't calling or covering that because it is a serious issue and there is a gigantic conspiracy. I don't want to get into it.
You're talking about what he was alleging last hour is that there was some sort of pedophilia or molestation going on the part of the sheriffs to the people that actually did the Columbine killings.
Yeah, that right there is, I can't tell you if any of that's true, but I can tell you that guy, you know, I called him, and it pissed me off to listen to him because, you know what, after all that ramble, you're still wondering where his evidence is, right?
I couldn't even understand what he was saying. He was just blathering on and on and on and changing subjects and not answering questions, and I had no idea what that guy was talking about.
He seemed to have a lot of information that he wanted to get out there. It wasn't the most coherent of situations. As I mentioned, I certainly don't have time to verify all of his claims for myself.
Well, look here. It's that right there. I've listened to him. I asked him for his information. I talked to him for at least 40 minutes on the phone. And I let him do most of the talking because I didn't really, yeah. But the thing is, at the end of it all, what I found out is he's promoting the wrong people, like Dr. Bill Deagle. One person, if you go to my YouTube, you'll see that, you know, getting interviews from real family members. He claims to be fighting for family members, yet he can't put me in contact with any others. And on top of that, I don't want to spend too much time on him, but I hope you're listening, Ron. You need to come up with some evidence. Now, what I wanted to talk about was the Rihanna Chris Brown situation, and that right there, as much as I am not for, and I'm like everyone else, there's no good reason, even though I can tell you I've been in at least one relationship where I could understand why someone would go to that level almost.
Now, hold on a second. Bring us up to speed here. I spotted something in the news about this, but I don't pay attention to popular culture very much. So Rihanna is a singer, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Rihanna and Chris Brown both are singers, and they're both, they're both singers. And so the bottom line is this. Before the news media picked up on this story, I was already well aware of it. And what I know from good sources, actually Chris Brown's father, is that Rihanna has given Chris Brown herpes. And that's why he snapped out. You know, all this ramble on the news media about...
So wait, he did something to violent to her? Is that my understanding?
Yes. He choked her and he punched her. And I heard that he also bit her. But the thing is this. No one on the media, they're going on Oprah and all the rest of them. I mean, like, it's the biggest thing, you know, that they could be talking about. None of them are saying, wow, this guy, no other women are coming out of the woodworks. No old girlfriends, no woman he's ever, wow. You know, they never say, well, why did he do this? That, you know, you should always ask the question, why? But here's my other point. I won't take too much of your time.
Are you before you get to your other point, are you defending him for attacking her because
she gave
him herpes?
No, I am not defending any man that would put his hands on a woman.
Okay, that's
good. But my point is that I know what really went down, and the news media is skating all around it, getting plenty of airtime on it, and yet they're not asking good questions like, why would he do that? And then the other thing that I'm really pissed about is, we went through an R. Kelly where I never seen the videotapes, but I know many acquaintances that did see R. Kelly on the videotape with a 15-year-old girl urinating all over her and everything else, and yet they don't go on with him. They don't, you know what, and guess what? No one cares because they love his music. I like R. Kelly's music. And so you know what? They let that guy get away with being a child pedophile and a rapist and
now,
urinating
on a 15-year-old. Now, hold on a second.
A 15-year-old
girl is not, if you are interested in a 15-year-old girl, you're not a pedophile. It's not the right term. You might be an ephebiophile. You might be interested in teenage girls, but pedophiles are interested in children prior to puberty. Just point that out.
Okay,
point of clarification
there. Okay. Well, he's a child rapist. How about that?
I don't think teenagers qualify as children. I don't agree that statutory rape is a crime, so while he may have been guilty of statutory rape by their system, I don't think that if you are dealing with a consent situation that there is any crime that's been committed.
Okay, well,
what he did,
you know,
may have been detestable. That may be true. He may be detestable, and he may be, you know, deserving of ostracism, but if, you know, if she had consented to that behavior,
thing.
Then I got nothing to say to it.
Here's the big thing, Ian. Okay, whether you take that position or not, we have laws in this country. I think that I should.
I don't have those laws. They have laws, but they're not my laws.
Well, check this out. I think that I should be able to smoke ganja, marijuana anytime I feel like. I think it's a great thing. But guess what? There's laws in this country. Okay, and this guy gets away with it, R. Kelly. But
do you get away with smoking marijuana?
Excuse me?
Do you get away with smoking marijuana?
Of course I do, and I'm going to continue to.
Okay, I was just asking because that's what seems to bother you about it, is that he's getting away with breaking the law, but a few seconds before you just admitted to doing something that is also illegal.
What you're telling me and the rest of your listeners are hearing is because I'm getting away with smoking marijuana, which I think is not a crime. I think if you go and you take a 15-year-old girl and you're urinating all over, I take issue with that. Okay?
Well,
and
I don't know the circumstances, so I don't know if the girl was okay with being urinated on.
Yeah, where's the victim? I mean, she was obviously okay with being videotaped and urinated on. I mean, whatever.
Well, sure, but because a person is too young and don't really understand it or not that mature, and some singer comes along that's very popular and she likes his music, and he gets away with doing this.
A lot of kids do stupid things, but it doesn't make those things criminal. I mean, if you consent to being a dumb teenager, then I don't believe that while they may have been taken advantage of to some extent, there's no crime there because there's no real victim. She made the choice to go and do those things with R. Kelly. She could have chosen otherwise.
Some people
okay,
like
so, so, so if R. Kelly gets your 15-year-old daughter, you're fine with it then is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be fine with it. It may be, as I said, a little bit disturbing. However, it's none of my business, really.
Well, I think if R. Kelly gets your 15-year-old daughter, you know... You take offense just like I really would be taking offense. But my point is that the fact that we're going on and on about Chris Brown and Rihanna, and it's one thing to go on about
it. I haven't gone on about it.
They're not giving the full scoop.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and obviously the full scoop should be given, which is one of the frustrations that a lot of people have with the media, is they don't tell the whole story all the time. They don't ask the right questions. And it goes back to what I said before. If you don't like what the media is doing, then go out and create your own.
Well, I do, and I appreciate you giving me the time.
There you go.
But to your last caller, this Ron guy, this guy is I don't know whether he's a disinformationist or just nuts, which is one of the questions I asked him when I talked to him on the phone. I said, "Are you a nut?" was my exact words, and he said, "No, he's not." But the thing is, he's not making
any sense.
How
many nuts are going to admit to it? I mean, how many crazy kooks are going to actually admit to being kooky?
Well, I'm going to ask you anyway because I need to let you know that that's where I think you're coming from. But the thing is, after all that time you gave him, no evidence. He talked about a website. Guess what? I've been to these websites. Half of the ones he gave me at my MySpace, I don't know the last time he was there, but they're not even up and working anymore. So I don't know what to say about the man, but this guy, Ron Coleman, if you hear this guy anywhere,
allegedly,
put him on the point. Put his butt in the fire and tell him to come up with some real evidence.
I don't know. You know, I'm not going to check out anything that he makes claims on. It's just we take calls about anything from anybody, and he got to make his claims, and that's that. Thanks for the call, Paul. Always good hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You really can call in about absolutely anything. Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, a new drug has hit the streets, and Julia's going to tell us all about it, and we'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman with the International Forecaster again. We're talking about government bailouts and how they affect different areas of the economy. The area that causes the greatest dissension is the FHA, which is already buying loans from home buyers who have FOIC scores of 650, which are high subprime scores and Alta-A scores.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our president will plumb those credit debts with a $275 billion plan to assist 9 million homeowners in avoiding foreclosure. Since then, we're talking about 5 to 6 million. Who knows what it'll be, but it's not good. All is to avoid foreclosure for another year or two and keep people in their homes until they lose their jobs.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want via the number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Now, those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Hello.
Sorry. The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th, for 4 days of auction culminating with the 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the world's biggest sports car race of them all.
800-259-9231. That's the number for you.
I don't like the way that paper is written. It's in all caps.
Blame
it's kind of hard
Mark.
For... Okay.
Mark's
There's no
fault.
Numbers in it either. It's confusing. Sorry.
We continue here, and we'll talk to James in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey.
James, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess the first thing is... I guess there's been like a string of crazy callers. I don't know. The Columbine thing and...
The
whatever
thing?
His name was.
Yeah,
that's wow. So,
all right.
I don't really understand popular culture either. So,
well, moving on then. What were you calling about?
Yeah, the reason I called is I've been recently made aware. I'm like 29 years old, and I didn't know this, but the state that I live in doesn't allow any alcohol to be shipped to a consumer.
Wow, from outside sources, basically, or period? You just can't even order from the local liquor store? No shipping at all?
You can walk to the local liquor store, I guess, but you can't buy anything online. So if I want to buy some wine in Napa Valley for $12 a bottle, I cannot on the Internet. However, if I want to go to the local liquor store and pay $23 a bottle, you know, that $10 markup, plus... the 6.5% sales tax, that, you know, they'll allow me to do that.
Right, because then the state's getting a piece of it.
Exactly. And it's, you know, I'm sure the wholesale lobbyists, you know, pushed for that legislation. I'm not even sure when it went into effect.
Likely true.
Yeah, there's a lot of states that are like that. I actually found a website today called Free the Grapes. .org.
Okay. What does that mean? What are they doing?
They've just got a map of the United States with the reciprocal agreement states. That's where if this state agrees to ship to this state, the other one will ship the other way. And then the no shipping to consumers at all states. And then the good ones. And New Hampshire's one that apparently... you can ship to a residence.
Really? I'm shocked by that, considering that...
we have some crappy alcohol laws in New Hampshire.
Yeah, considering that here in New Hampshire, the state is the actual distributor of all things liquor-related. You can get beer and wine at grocery stores and convenience stores, but if you're looking for liquor, the New Hampshire state government is the only way you can get your hands on it, so I'm shocked that they would allow something like that. It's really amazing, isn't it, looking at all of these alcohol laws across the country, the fact that there are still blue counties in some places.
That's why I hate when people come out and say that the state should take over marijuana legalization, because in reality, yes, alcohol and tobacco are legal, but they're not really, I mean, there's a lot of regulation and a lot of restrictions involving them.
Right, they're not legal
them.
To produce.
Right, I can't make my own alcohol at home, can I? That's I don't think that's allowed, and I certainly can't grow tobacco in my backyard.
Well, to be fair, though, there may be in some places the possibility that you can buy like a little home brew kit, make your own alcohol for you to drink,
yeah.
But that's possibly about the extent of it.
You couldn't sell it to anybody else.
My understanding, yeah.
Could you give it to somebody else?
Probably.
Who knows?
Well, you know, as far as the marijuana legalization thing goes, yeah, the government, I don't know, they're talking in California about, you know, possible legalization, taxing it, of course, and I don't know, it seems almost psychotic to go that route because, you know, they put so many, you know, laws and things on what can and cannot go into a cigarette, for example. For example, in Kentucky, you have fire-safe cigarettes. I don't know if you're aware of what those are.
I've heard about these.
Yep. They go out.
Right. Automatically, yeah, they won't just keep burning. They're, after a certain period of time, will put themselves out.
Exactly.
And there's some kind of chemical they're using, right?
Awful. Exactly.
I've heard really bad things about them. I don't smoke cigarettes myself, but I have friends who have smoked these cigarettes, and they say that they really taste awful. and
tastes awful. And you, you have to know. I don't know. Deep down, I just can't imagine that the chemical that they added for fire retardants.
Yes.
It's good for you.
Something that you want
probably
inside
not.
You.
Probably not.
Right.
Well, that's something that kind of bothers me about marijuana legalization. I mean, right now, I buy pot, I buy nugs, and, you know, they're nice, and I pack them on my bowl or whatever.
Theoretically, yeah.
Right. If I were to smoke marijuana, that's how I'd go about it. But, I mean, you don't, when you buy cigarettes, it's tobacco and a lot of other things in there. Right? I mean,
yeah.
They pack it with all kinds of nasty stuff.
And wasn't it the government that mandated this fire safe stuff? That
yes.
It didn't come, this wasn't an innovation from the cigarette companies, was it?
The government demanded it, yes, I think. And other states that are even nearby, like I can drive 20 minutes to Clarksville, Tennessee, and I can get a pack of non-FSC cigarettes, and they are, you know, just like they were.
So is it the whole state of Kentucky where every pack of cigarettes must be fire safe?
Yes.
Wow, that is insane. And
that's
of course,
really obnoxious for businesses, too. I mean, hey, cigarette companies, now you have to make this kind of cigarettes in addition to the regular kind of cigarettes so that you can distribute them in these states as opposed to these states.
Right, and how awful is it that the government is basically coming in and saying, we know what's best for your product. We're going to go ahead and mandate that you make these changes to your product. And of course, it doesn't just happen to cigarettes. It happens all over the place in all kinds of industries where the government comes in and tries to add innovation to your product, even if you don't want anything to do with it, even if your customers don't want anything to do with it. The government is essentially completely controlling what these people are releasing, and it's just, it's outrageous that it's just allowed to go on, but again, of course, cigarette smokers are looked down upon in society these days, and nobody really wants to stand up for them, and they themselves don't really seem to want to stand up for themselves in many cases, if you look at the smoking bans at various
governments. I feel like a lot of cigarette smokers feel bad that they smoke, like they, you know what I mean? Because people tend to look down on cigarette smokers, especially mm-hmm. nowadays when you pretty much, I mean, you can smoke in your home, you can smoke in your car, you can't smoke in your home in California unless you live in a single family home, I think.
That's correct. But, I don't know if it's the whole state of California, but there are a few places.
And then there are lots of places that are passing smoking bans where you can't smoke in parks and things like that. So, I mean, pretty much.
It never ends.
Right. Smokers are not very popular in society, and I feel like they feel bad themselves for smoking, so they don't really feel like they should be standing up for themselves, which is sad.
James, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. People need to learn that if they want to be free, then they have to stand up not only for their own freedoms, but also for the freedoms of others, and I think most people are having trouble just standing up for their own freedoms. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. TOBENatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Join the Institute for Humane Studies this summer. They're offering 12 seminars, and participation is free. The IHS is even covering meals and housing. Now, one example of the seminars they're holding includes the Scholarship and the Free Society seminar, July 21st through the 31st in Philadelphia. For graduate students only, examining the implications of libertarian ideas on society, academia, the future, and more. Though rooted in scholarship, the seminar will also connect issues in the academy to world events. In addition to the many fundamental questions being raised in economics, participants will explore the impact of the world crisis on law, government, and the conception of the state. The deadline to apply is March 31st at libertarianseminars.com, and there are a bunch of other ones that you can get involved in as well. Go and get all the details and get signed up. The deadline is March 31st. LibertarianSeminars.com. As we continue here, Julia, you found a story today about a new drug that has hit the streets. Actually, I don't know how new it is, but it's hit
right.
the streets in
it
a big way.
It was made legal in 2002, so it's been around for a while. It's not a popular drug.
But it's hit the media in one particular place.
Yes, this is out of Washington State. A new drug is hitting the streets of Western Washington, and authorities say it poses extreme dangers to children. Narcotic agents in Kitsap County recently busted a street dealer for selling ecstasy and found more than they bargained for. Along with the ecstasy, they found BZP. The drug is a knockoff of the drug ecstasy and can be fatal in children. So, basically, the drug would not exist if it weren't for the war on drugs and people could get real ecstasy.
Because in the marketplace, in the black marketplace, people who are unscrupulous dealers can put together pills that don't actually have ecstasy in them, don't actually have MDMA, the active chemical in ecstasy. They may have anything else but MDMA. They may have, they may have DXM, which is cough medicine.
Right.
They may have this new, what is it, BZP? They may have BZP.
And
in them.
I actually went and looked at some information on BZP on Arrowhead because I'd never really heard of it. And
Arrowhead.org, great drug resource.
Right. It turns out that this is apparently just a really poor version of it's not fun. Most of the experiences I read were pretty unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to get this instead of MDMA, it would be an unpleasant surprise. But
and you would be told likely that it is MDMA.
Right.
It would be sold as though it were MDMA, and that's a big problem. And that's what happens in the black marketplace: is product that is not the actual product being represented is being sold as the product that's being represented, and people they don't get what they're expecting.
Right, but that's not what this article is actually focusing on. Deputies say it was hard to recognize because it looked much more like candy than an illegal drug. They had no clue as to what these pills were, said Deputy Scott Wilson of the Sheriff's Office. PZP goes by the street names Benny, Frenzy, and Nemesis.
BZP?
Did I say P?
You did.
BZP. The pills are shaped like cartoon characters, including Bart Simpson and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you didn't know any better, you'd probably think they were Flintstones vitamins. Now, that I'm looking at a picture of them right now, and first of all, as somebody who has eaten ecstasy, I don't know how you could ever mistake one of these pills for ecstasy. It's humongous.
But let's say that they're selling this on elementary school campuses.
Right.
Where, I mean, this is what they're trying to get you to picture.
Right.
And they say, whoa, we busted a street dealer. They try to make it sound like they're plying these on
right.
small children. So to somebody who's never taken ecstasy before, they're not going to know, right?
Right. So you would really, the only people that you could sell these pills to would be people who either know, like telling them, okay, this is BZP, which I don't know why anyone would want to buy that, because generally, when it comes to buying drugs, people tend to pick drugs that they've, heard have a positive experience from, right?
Yeah, brand reputation.
Your friends say,
sure.
Hey, I did ecstasy and it was a great time, or hey, I ate LSD, it was awesome. And nobody talks about BZP for obvious reasons, apparently. So what this article is talking about, this raises obvious concerns of children coming across the drugs and eating them. Now, children, if a child was to think this was a piece of candy and put this in their mouth, I don't know anybody out there, I've never tasted BZP, but I have tasted a variety of pills, and I've never tasted one that tasted good. And
not like
it seems
candy.
To me that if you put one of these in your mouth as a kid, you would spit it out the second it hit your tongue.
They're very bitter.
Yeah. I mean, ecstasy pills are extremely bitter. To put one in your mouth and suck on it for a second is horrible.
Even if they were to be somehow creating their pills with sugar,
you could never
mask it.
No. So to suggest that children could come across and eat these drugs is absolutely ludicrous.
But that's what they try to make it sound like. They try to make it sound like these guys are on elementary school campuses plying these to children, trying to make them look like they're candy, when in point of fact, they don't taste anything like candy. And what
no.
kid is going to want to chew up or...
And it's not like kids love swallowing pills.
I
right. mean, aspirin... I
hated that when
yeah,
I was a kid.
Chewable kids aspirin and stuff. Kids don't swallow pills.
Right.
So there's pretty much no way that that's really going to happen. The quote from the sheriff's office here is, "It looks like something that could be put out in a candy dish and you would take a handful of and eat it." This guy would take a handful, put one in his mouth,
yeah.
and spit it out instantly. So that claim is absolutely ludicrous. So this drug was actually legalized in, or made illegal here in 2002. It's still legal over in Europe, but I mean, the only reason this drug exists, it's, I'm speculating here, but I'm pretty sure that the only reason this drug exists is because people couldn't get their hands on ecstasy as easily.
Is it not a pharmaceutical? Isn't this available for treating things, or is it
no,
something that they actually came up with as a chemical drug?
No, it's supposed to be a substitute for methamphetamine or MDMA. So it's supposed to be like a stimulant.
Well, except MDMA isn't a stimulant. MDMA is, when you say a substitute, it's sold as MDMA, but it's nothing like MDMA.
No, it's supposed to also be an alternative. So at the time when it came out, people said, okay, you know, MDMA is illegal, but this is legal, so it's easier to get. It was supposed to be some sort of a legal alternative at the time. And from what I read in the trip reports on Arrowhead, it's nothing like it at all. So it's stupid, and the dose is much larger, and it comes with a number of unpleasant side effects.
Mm.
Apparently, even more so than meth or MDMA doesn't really have too many negative side effects. But, I mean, meth has some pretty negative side effects. This, according to people who have taken it,
when you say MDMA doesn't have too many negative side effects, you mean in moderation.
Right.
Because if somebody was to take a bunch of MDMA on a frequent basis, it could really do something.
That's what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about MDMA being a safe drug, I'm talking about someone who uses it responsibly, maybe once in a while. Setting is obviously important, and not overdoing it, those sorts of things. I've certainly known plenty of people in my life who definitely went overboard and were zombies. I was a bit of a zombie myself when I was a teenager, just for a short while, but once I stopped, I mean, I came out of it, and now I'm very picky and very responsible about this sort of drug use, but I just thought this article was absolutely hilarious, because never heard of BZP, so now it's in the news, so now actually people are going to hear about it, and just the way they portrayed it, like it's this really scary thing that is going to get into the hands of children, and I just thought it was really hilarious.
You know, it's likely, you say that people are going to hear about it, it's likely that this kind of news coverage is going to draw people to it. I mean, the people that are deep into the drug culture and they like taking various different kinds of drugs may not have come across BZP.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Prior to hearing about it on the nightly news or in the newspaper, and then they might go seek it out. And I don't know, it's probably something they'll be able to take and be done with it, because it doesn't sound like it's very good. But nonetheless, I mean, this could actually contribute to more people taking this than otherwise would have.
Right. So, basically, here's another example of the war on drugs making drugs in general more dangerous and unpleasant.
That's true.
I mean, meth, crack, these are drugs that most likely would not exist were it not for making all other pleasant drugs illegal.
If you could get your hands on the MDMA or whatever it is you're looking for, you wouldn't. If you could do it in a legitimate way from a seller that you can trust, then you'd get exactly what you wanted. In many cases, people are getting this BZP stuff instead because of the black market, and that's not good. It's in fact, dangerous. More on the way. You can take bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a key ring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Coco Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Coco Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Coco Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, only moments remain, enough time for your call. If you make it right now at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. Easy ways to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, and we appreciate your help with that. promote.freetalklive.com to your phone calls. Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire. Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Greetings, folks.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, on the show the other day, your former realtor from Florida called in and said hello, and you guys were talking about porcupine realtors.
Yes.
And you
porcupine realtors, I'm sorry, porcupine realtors, for those that don't know, are individuals who've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, have gotten into the real estate business, are realtors, and are helping other incoming movers, other people who are moving as part of the Free State Project to find housing, rentals, and purchases.
That's right. And you talked about a guy I know, a good friend of mine named Mark Warden, who is a realtor and is a hell of a great activist. He's out here always doing stuff, Mark. Mm-hmm. And you weren't sure if there were any other porcupine realtors. I know of at least two.
Okay.
One of whom I can give a personal, I can vouch for, because she's been my realtor twice. And, we talk sometimes about bad businesses, people we want to avoid. I can vouch this is a person that's a good business, is a person I would do business with. My co-host on Capital Access, my little cable TV show, Lydia Harmon.
Okay.
She's a realtor, and she is very much a political activist. She's a New Hampshire native. That's one of us. She's glad we're here. She goes and helps us with the Liberty Alliance and stuff like that.
I'd like to point out, Lydia's a very nice lady, but Mark Warden is the only porcupine realtor who's ever advertised with Free Talk Live.
Fair enough. Hey, there's actually one of the founding members, I think, of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, a fellow named Dave Minson, is also a porcupine and a realtor.
Very good.
I can't vouch for him because I've never used him as a realtor, but he's a good guy.
So what else you got for us tonight? Anything?
that was it. I just wanted to correct you. You thought there was only one porcupine realtor. It turns out there's at three. Least three. Very How good. About that?
That's super. Hey, Dennis, while I've got you on the line, you're involved with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. Obviously, you guys got a lot of press recently because of the HCR6, which was a line in the sand piece of legislation telling the federal government, hey, you've gone far enough, and if you cross this line, we're out of here. It didn't end up working out, but I saw a Ridley report recently at ridleyreport.com with an interview with Dan Itza, one of the reps, state reps, the sponsor of the original bill, saying that essentially they're working on a bipartisan version for next year. You heard anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they are. You know, one of the things to keep in mind, and one of the reasons to keep one's decorum, is that no matter how big or how important the vote is that day, it's not the only vote in the world. And what you do is you say, you know, if you win, you try to be gentlemanly, you try to be a good winner, right? And, you know, try to bring people on board. And then when you lose, you roll up your sleeves and you go, okay, what do we have to do to make this go forward next time? So aside from, at any rate, yeah, they are definitely crafting a bill that they hope will be more bipartisan and maybe, you know, calm people down a little bit. Should be good.
I was hoping it'd be more radical. Come on, let's stir people up.
Well, it's not going to be significantly different. There were certainly some technical issues with the former bill. Basically, if the bill had passed, it would have been almost instant secession, instant nullification, and that.
Except it wasn't. It was just a resolution. Nothing
would
actually happen.
Yes, and yes, comma. However, you know, fair enough. But you know, a lot of talk has been going back and forth about, well, what do you do? You don't just smile and play nice while someone is continually kicking you in the gut, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
What is really, I mean, the most effective thing to do is to knock out the people who were bad, the 216 people who voted against the resolution. You start working now to knock them out in November of 2010, which is when the next election is.
Yeah.
It turns out there's some very pro-liberty people running for some special elections, cases where a seat has been vacated for whatever reason, death, disgrace, whatever. So there are elections going on, like right now. And, getting good people to run, getting good people to be in primaries, you can take out bad people that way, even if you don't win. Like my favorite example was what we did here in Concord. A group of people that some of them were porcupines, some of them just native liberty lovers, were running against a very evil statist woman. She happened to be a Republican, but she was in favor of an income tax and just voted horribly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they managed to knock her out in the primary. And now the person in her spot is a Democrat who is completely against income taxes of all kinds, who's on our side with a whole bunch of what you could call sunshine laws or what we call right-to-know laws here in the state. You know, he's very skeptical of government. He's a real old-style New Hampshire Democrat. So, you know, that's someone who's voting our way a lot more of the time and knocking out someone who's voting against us a lot of the time. So
yeah, it's progress. I mean, it's slow, but it is progress. We were talking earlier about Andrew Carroll's article that appeared in Cannabis Culture as of a couple days ago, where he's does a great job of plugging the Free State Project and talking about all the political opportunity that exists in New Hampshire as compared to California. He made a great point that out in California, there are only 120 people in their state legislature, but there are millions of people in the state, whereas in New Hampshire, there's like 1.5 million people and 400 plus people in the legislature. So this is really a place where political change is a possibility. It's a real possibility. In fact, we've already seen a handful of free staters elected. There are a number of liberty-friendly people already in the New Hampshire State House. And what you're saying here, Dennis, is that 2010 is going to be a real run for the money because a lot of free staters are going to be able to run for office for the first time because you do have to have lived here for 2 years in order to run for the state house. So that we should see even more free stater and free stater-friendly and liberty oriented candidates coming up in 2010. And it's actually made a great point in the interview with Dave Ridley, and that is that when they bring this piece of legislation back in 2010, this HCR6, this more bipartisan version, which will hopefully bring the Democrats more on board with it, it's going to become a campaign issue.
Oh, you bet. I mean, it's not going to be a campaign issue in 2010. It's going to be a campaign issue in the run-up to the election. The people who were so ticked off that came to the rally and stuff, if those people do it not just for the one day. If they're willing to put in a couple hours a week, make some phone calls, write some letters to the editor, the ones who are really motivated, if they actually run for office, even just as paper candidates, even just to be on the primary to knock out someone bad, that's huge. That's not one issue. That's every single bill that comes down the pipeline for two solid years making an impact. And as far as Andrew Carroll goes, that guy just impresses the heck out of me. You watch one day. I predict Andrew Carroll running for state senate and winning.
Well, very good. And hopefully he'll do it out here in Keene. We need some help out here.
I'd love to replace Molly Kelly. Yep.
Very good, sir. Hey, Dennis, thanks for the update. People can go to nhliberty.org to learn more about what you're doing. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, Julia. Are you going to run for state representative?
No way. I would have to be so bored to do that again. It was traumatizing.
You know, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire approached me at the Liberty Forum and asked me if I would rejoin the LP and help them take back the LP. And I just said, you know, thanks for the invitation. I really appreciate you thinking about me, but no thanks.
When you run for office, I mean, you really see what a scam it all is. I mean, essentially...
What do you mean?
Well, in Keene, I ran for city council, right? And I didn't go to city council meetings. I really didn't know any of the politicians. They were very threatened just by me putting my hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And if one positive thing came out of it, all of the other ward seats were unopposed. At least I made my guy work for it. You know, all the other ones
just
got in.
Didn't look like he did that much work.
No, but he had signs and stuff like that.
That's true.
And he did have to deal with two front page articles that were positive about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but man, I realized very quickly that this is a tight-knit club we've got here in Keene on the city council. And
it's like that everywhere.
It is like that everywhere. I'm not saying that's unique to Keene. But they are a club, and they do not want people in the club unless they want you in the club. I mean, these are families that go way back that have been in charge of local government here for generations. And it tends to be all of they're part of the upper crust Keeniac, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I was attacked many times. I was
anonymously.
Not physically. But
anonymously attacked.
Right. And, I mean, they came to my work and harassed me. And I know that they were trying to do what they successfully did, which is make me never want to run again.
Mm.
And I'm sad to say that it worked, because it was such a horrible experience that I would never want to repeat it, and I would never want to wish it on anybody. I call it one of my most traumatic life experiences was running for city council.
Well, hopefully there will be some people that are a little more into the whole political process,
right,
that will be more interested in continuing to do that. It's sad, and unfortunately we have to deal with it, right? I mean, it's there. They are dangerous.
It's a very cruel joke.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll see some changes here this year. As we know, at least a couple of liberty-friendly New Hampshireites are going to be running, at least here in the Keene area, and a whole lot more across the state. So it's pretty exciting. We'll keep you informed, and see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.